This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Pfizer formally asked U.S. regulators Friday to allow emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine, starting the clock on a process that could bring limited first shots as early as next month and eventually an end to the pandemic, but not until after a long, hard winter. In remarks provided by Pfizer, CEO Albert Bourla says that his company is ready to ramp up vaccine production.
We expect to produce globally up to 50 million doses in 2020 and up to 1.3 billion doses by the end of 2021.
The action comes days after Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech announced that its vaccine appears 95% effective at preventing mild to severe COVID-19 disease in a large ongoing study. The company said that protection plus a good safety record means the vaccine should qualify for emergency use authorization, something the Food and Drug Administration can grant before final testing is fully complete. Health officials around the world are clashing over the use of certain drugs to treat COVID-19. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
A World Health Organization guidelines panel has advised against using the antiviral remdesivir for hospitalized patients, saying there's no evidence it improves survival or avoids the need for breathing machines. But in the US and other countries, the drug has been standard since a government-led study found benefits, shortening recovery time for hospitalized patients by 5 days on average from 15 to 10. The WHO guidelines, stressing the drug does not save lives, is based on a study that was larger but much less rigorous than the US-led one that had found it had other benefits. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News.